This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Gaza health officials say many patients, medical staff, and the displaced are leaving Gaza's largest hospital, which was taken over by Israeli forces earlier this week. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Palestinian officials and the Israeli military offered conflicting versions about what prompted the mass exodus from Shifa Hospital on Saturday. Health officials say they received an evacuation order from the military Saturday morning, while the military said it had offered safe passage to those hoping to leave. Before the departure, several thousand people, including medical patients in serious condition, were trapped in Shifa in dire conditions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
United Nations officials Friday reiterated calls for an unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and the protection of hospitals amid the ongoing Israeli-Hamas war. Addressing an informal plenary session of the General Assembly on the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip, World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Israel's offensive is pushing the limits of acceptability.
The attacks by Hamas and other armed groups on Israel, the killing of 1,200 people, and the taking of more than 200 hostages were totally unjustifiable. But with at least 11,500 Gazans killed, 70% of them women and children, with 1.7 million people displaced.
The UN was forced Friday to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza and warned of the growing risk of widespread starvation after internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador pledged Friday to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage the growing number of migrants traveling north to the border between their nations. Biden thanked Obrador for sitting down with him and holding the meeting.
You heard me say it before. Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing. We see in our security cooperation, we're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat, tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl.
Biden's relationship with López Obrador has at times been tense, in part because of Biden's willingness to criticize Mexico on topics such as fentanyl production and the killing of journalists. López Obrador isn't afraid to snub the U.S. leader either. He skipped a Los Angeles summit last year where leaders tackled the issues of migration because the U.S. didn't invite Cuba, Nicaragua, or Venezuela. He also initially said he would skip this year's APEC conference in San Francisco, but changed his mind. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, over the last week there's been intense ground combat in three areas of the country. The report said neither side has achieved much progress in any of the three locations, the Kupiansk Axis in Luhansk Oblast, the Avdiivka in Donetsk Oblast, on the left bank of the Dnipro River in Kherson, where Ukrainian forces have established a bridgehead. It said Russia has had particularly heavy casualties around Avdiivka. The British Defense Ministry warned there are not likely to be any substantial changes in the areas as the Eastern European winter sets in. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday in his evening address that Ukraine and the U.S. will hold a military industry conference next month. The Philippines was rocked Friday by an earthquake. VOA's Alexis Strope explains.
A powerful undersea earthquake has shaken the southern Philippines, causing ceilings in shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. No tsunami warning is in effect. Officials say they are investigating reports of one death. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.7 quake was located 16 miles from Burias at the southern tip of the Philippines. Videos on social media showed ceilings falling at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. The malls announced temporary closures. The Philippines experiences regular earthquakes and volcanic eruptions due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.